This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Republicans aggressively defended law enforcement on the third night of their convention, led by Vice President Mike Pence. The proceedings unfolded as the nation faced renewed tensions following the police shooting of Jacob Blake, a black man in the U.S. state of Wisconsin. The wounding of Blake sparked continuing protests in a state that could decide the fall election. Pence seized on the national reckoning over racial injustice to argue Democratic leaders are allowing lawlessness to prevail in cities from coast to coast. He and others described cities racked by violence, though protests in most locations have been largely peaceful. President Donald Trump made a brief appearance as Pence concluded. He will address the convention at the finale Thursday night, as his opponent, former Vice President Joe Biden, tends to lead him in an aggregate of polls. Read our full coverage of the conventions and the election on voanews.com. Hurricane Laura has weakened slightly after making landfall in the southwestern U.S. state of Louisiana, but not before slamming the shore as a Category 4 storm Thursday morning. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says the storm is now carrying maximum sustained winds of 195 kilometers an hour, which makes it a Category 3 storm. As it moved ashore, the storm triggered life-threatening storm surges, flash floods, and extreme winds. But forecasters are now saying Laura will weaken rapidly as it makes its way northward across Louisiana Thursday, eventually becoming a tropical storm later in the day. The U.S. Justice Department says it is opening a civil rights probe into the police shooting of a black man in the U.S. city of Kenosha, Wisconsin. Read it on voanews.com. This is VOA News. The total number of worldwide COVID-19 cases has surpassed 24 million, including more than 824,000 deaths. As the world continues to grapple with the virus's spread, the United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF, says nearly one-third of the world's school children are unable to participate in remote learning. A report issued Wednesday by the agency says that 1.5 billion children have been forced to miss in-person learning because of the pandemic. Of the 1.5 billion, more than 450 million did not have the equipment or electronic access to continue their studies through television, radio, or the internet. UNICEF says 49% of all children in sub-Saharan Africa are unable to access any type of remote learning, followed by West and Central Africa with 48%, and North Africa and the Middle East with 40%. More than 200 million children combined in South Asia, East Asia, and the Pacific regions are unable to continue their education outside the classroom. Meanwhile, South Korea reported 441 new coronavirus cases as of Wednesday, the most daily infection since early March when the country had the first large outbreak. The Korea Centers for Disease Control and Prevention made that statement Thursday. Lebanon's caretaker, Prime Minister Hassan Diab, said on Wednesday, the country is at risk of losing control over the coronavirus outbreak after a rise in cases following the August 4th explosion in Beirut. And Kenya's president extended a nationwide curfew for another 30 days as cases rise outside the capital of Nairobi. It's life without the possibility for parole for the white supremacist who killed 51 worshippers in two New Zealand mosques in March of last year. The judge imposed a maximum allowable sentence for Brenton Harrison Tarrant, the first time the sentence has been imposed in New Zealand. The shooting spree prompted New Zealand to ban certain semi-automatic firearms, as well as global changes to social media protocols after the gunman live-streamed his attack on Facebook, where it was viewed by hundreds of thousands of people. Prominent U.S. athletes and teams are boycotting games in order to send a message about racism in America. All three NBA playoff games scheduled for Wednesday have been postponed, with players around the league choosing to boycott in their strongest statement yet against racial injustice. The NBA said all three games would be rescheduled, yet did not say when. More on VOANews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.